Explaining Ramadan to my girlfriend was difficult. Been together for a few years, you know, prior to my conversion, and then just sitting down with her, trying to explain to her, like, I'm not gonna eat for 30 days or 29 days, I'm not gonna drink. Why would you not eat or drink, man? Like, McDonald's got the new McRib sandwich out. I can't eat pork either, baby. It's just like a difficult situation. And then, of course, the physical aspect of it already being prohibited in Islam, and using that really to distance myself from the forbidden, that was tough. My family, my mother and my father, you know, man, South. Dinner time in the South is like key, you know, for families. At least 3 or 4 times a week. No restaurants, eating at home. Mom was cooking and telling her, like, I can't eat with you. And explaining to my mother that this is something that Christ did. It's something that's in your religious tradition. We just do it a little differently. Co-workers and my friends, you know, I went hard. I just abandoned everybody, even a girl. And it's weird, you know, when I go back and visit people in Oklahoma, one of the things that I hear from some of the homies is like, why'd you disappear, man? I think sometimes when I converted, it was in an era where you just cut everything out. My parents, I didn't even invite them to the mosque or to Eid. There was no seating at the Eid. If I could go back and talk to myself and talk to those people, because at that time, I don't think I knew really what Ramadan was, you know? There wasn't a lot of information out there, but I would invite people that were close to me to take part in the month with me. And I'm sure, you know, Allah will soften the hearts. If Allah can soften the heart of that biker in Phoenix, what about my girlfriend, or, you know, my boys, my parents? Ramadan is really about stepping back. The word fasting means to stop in Arabic, right? Samat al-Shams. Stop and turn down the desire for this world and turn up the desire for the hereafter. Every Ramadan we create a greater spiritual capacity because we're staying away from the permissible. So if we can stay away from the permissible, then it should be easy to stay away from the haram. So I would remind myself that fasting is about refraining from food and drink and all of those things, refining the character in order to create a stronger relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.